Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, let's see what Grand Isle has to offer for fishermen this upcoming weekend and week. We'll talk to Daryl Carpenter of RealScreamers.com. Captain Daryl, what's going on in Grand Isle?
Well, I can tell you, Don, about the best thing you can do is keep your eye out of the rearview mirror because this past week was tough, man. Since we talked last Saturday, I think we had one, maybe 2 days that you could fish. Other than that, man, that weather and that wind just kept it tore up. So, you know, going forward, what we can tell you, and I've kind of, you know, nit and picked a little bit of stuff that, you know, you've been talking about on the show this morning, but the information that you're giving is 100% accurate. I mean, When we can and when it's calm enough, those fish have made their move, and there's a lot of good fish right close to the coast on all the oyster reefs. They're not on a beach yet. I mean, there's been a couple of days where they've caught some stuff on the beach, but I wouldn't say go line up in front of Elmer's Island. But as soon as it cleans up, we get a couple of tide changes and you know, some good clean weather, and that water clears up, there's trout everywhere. I mean, we've had to, with the weather we had in the past week, we've had to retreat to some of the interior areas to hide. And when we did, I mean, we found that we were running into some throwbacks. The new stock is starting to hit the marsh, so you've got some throwbacks involved. But there's still plenty of keeper fish in the marsh, and when the weather lets us do it. What was it? I'm trying to remember what day it was I fished last. It might have been Monday. I think it might have been last Monday that I fished last. That, you know, we did our morning in the marsh. We elected to head up north. And we fished there until the wind got so bad that, you know, we made the decision, hey, man, look, let's head back to the island where we can hide before this bay gets too rough. And when we got back to the bay, the incoming tide had brought in a lot of clean water. And we sat right on the back of Grand Isle and doubled our catch in the last hour and a half, 2 hours of the trip. So there are fish everywhere. You just got to, you know, right now we've got to just kind of play the weather and this violent spring that we're having. You got to just hunt for clean water and hunt for a place to hide out of the wind. And if you stay with it long enough, you're going to catch fish. There's trout everywhere.
Daryl, is it going to look like a derby Monday morning down there with the people going out for opening day of snapper season?
Don, you know, I don't know. You know, what we're seeing in the industry, you know, especially those areas that are away from major metropolitan areas, we're seeing this year the economy's hitting us pretty hard. So I would think with all the advertising and all the press about our early and long snapper season, I would think this first week is probably going to be a little bit busy. From there, we're going to have to just wait and see what everybody does. I mean, if you compare it year over year and you start looking at what we're doing, Grand Isle is down right now. I mean, we've still got some hard economic conditions going on down there. You know, places to stay are limited, that type of stuff.
Right, right.
But But we're going to have to, I mean, I think people are excited about going after them. And I think we're going to see probably this opening week is going to be very busy. But after that, we're just going to have to wait and see what fuel prices and everything else does. Because I can tell you last Monday when I was on the water, I think I traveled halfway to Lafitte. And the whole day, I might have seen three other boats on the water.
Yeah. Well, we'll see how that shapes up. Darrell, thanks for the report. As always, realscreamers.com is where you can find him, and we'll find him next week right back here. Thank you, Darrell.
Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.